Hey everybody, welcome back to a new video. My name is Aline Barta, and today I wanted to talk about the dark side of Pluto in Aquarius, so the shadow side of Pluto in Aquarius. I have been planning to make this video for quite a while, and now is the time to do that. As we know, Pluto has entered Aquarius just recently, back in March, and the past few months were showing us a little bit of a preview of what it's like to have Pluto in Aquarius. So if you have not watched my video Pluto in Aquarius, then please do it so you will understand what is this about. But I believe that those of you that are watching this video are quite informed when it comes to these transits. And this is a big one. So it takes quite a while for Pluto to be in one sign and then to move into another one. So Pluto has been in Capricorn since 2008, and that was the time when we as a collective experienced lots of changes, especially in the financial system. The big financial crisis happened back in 2008, and now we are witnessing another financial crisis. So as I said, like, the past 3 months were about Pluto being in Aquarius, but it's transiting back into Capricorn on the 11th of June, and will stay there until January 2024. So there's this period, which is the rest of this year, when we will experience themes coming back around Pluto being in Capricorn. Capricorn is this very authority figure. It is ruling and representing this masculine energy, authorities, police, military. So everything that is having to do with that father figure, that Saturnian energy. It is all about structure, restrictions. So we might be experiencing themes like that as we move forward this year. But as I said, Pluto in Aquarius was showing us in the past few months a little bit of taste of what is to come in the years to come. And I want to talk about the dark sides of these changes. I talked about changes in the video that I posted some time ago about Pluto in Aquarius. And I was also talking about the past generations and how the past generations were shaped by the Pluto transit. So for example, I'm a generation and the millennial generation, many of us are being born at the time of Pluto being in Scorpio. And that is setting a tone for a particular energy, like a particular collective energy. Now with Pluto moving into Aquarius, the themes are changing. So what we have seen, as I said, with Pluto in Capricorn was all about authority and structures and a lot of power being given to those that were on the top. Now that is changing and we are moving more into collective awareness, collective energies. So the power will be given to the collective. And that is all beautiful, you know, because when we think about Pluto in Aquarius, we think about the power of people, rebellion, you know, rebelling against the system and lots of changes. But that is coming with some shadow sides as well, with some shadow aspects, dark sides. And this is what I want to talk about in today's video. And then I think it would not be a surprise if I said that one of those dark sides and one of those concerns that Pluto in Aquarius is bringing is AI, artificial intelligence, and then also technology. So what we need to understand about where we are standing as a collective right now is that we are at a choice point. Humanity is at a choice point where we can choose if we want to continue in an organic way or a synthetic way. Think about humanity being at crossroads, and there are a few timelines that are being presented to us. And we will choose on which timeline we want to continue. So there are certain possibilities in front of us, and our choice will determine our evolution, how our collective will look like as moving forward. And we can make that individual choice now. And this is what we are doing right now. So think about the fourth dimensional consciousness that humanity is stepping into. And that fourth dimensional consciousness is a bridge between the third dimensional one and fifth dimensional one. And I'm not talking about physically going from a 3D planet to a 5D planet. But I'm talking about in terms of consciousness and what the spiritual community is talking about when it's talking about ascension. What it's essentially talking about is the elevation of the consciousness, the evolution of the consciousness as well, to a higher level of existence and higher level of understanding. So now we are tapping into the fourth dimensional consciousness, which is showing us a choice. Like, we are being presented with a choice. And the two distinctive paths which are being presented to us are synthetic timeline and an organic timeline. Our choice to tap into any of them will determine our evolution as humans, as a species. And because of that, what we are being presented now very strongly and very desperately, we can say, like very aggressively, is the inevitability of technology starting to rule our planet. So artificial intelligence and technology is being presented as the next inevitable step for humanity. Something that is irreversible, something that is set in stone. It's our next evolutionary step. So becoming aware and becoming conscious about where we are going means that we have to question this. This is really like an inevitable step that we have to make, or it is our choice. And what we are learning now as a collective is that nothing is inevitable. Everything is our choice. And I think many of us are asking ourselves the big question, is there technology that is less destructive or less detrimental for the human consciousness? Can we use technology in a way that it is enhancing our experience and is helping our consciousness grow and evolve? Because the technology that is being presented nowadays is the exact opposite of that. It is disharmonizing. It is not in coherence with the human consciousness because it doesn't want to follow human consciousness. It wants to replace the human consciousness. But the question is if there is any technology, or can we create a technology that is following our consciousness? Because the one that is being advocated at the moment by those that are passionate about is an incoherent and disharmonious energy that is copying nature, copying the human psychic abilities as well. Everything that is human is being copied by this technology. This technology cannot exist in and of itself because it needs a source that will copy, and it's copying nature, and it's copying the human nature as well. But at the same time, it's despising the human nature. It's a mockery of the human nature, because according to this transhumanist agenda, the feelings of humans and the human emotions are only some biochemical processes. And this transhumanist movement is even questioning the existence of the soul. It does think that the soul and the concept of God is only a fairy tale that has been created for people to feel better. So you are being introduced to a paradigm that believes that this kind of technology is advancement. It is associating human evolution with this kind of technology, and it is seeing this as a cutting edge. But what it's actually doing is getting you further and further away from your own relationship with yourself, and is getting you further down in illusion and spiritual amnesia. So we can say that it is getting you further and further down into being asleep. It's also fragmenting you further and further. So what is fragmentation? Fragmentation is the splitting of the consciousness due to trauma. And what essentially trauma is a loss of your soul essence. And this is what this technology is doing as well. It is even preventing you from your own healing. Okay, so when you are putting your human capabilities, your talents, your creativity, your passion in the hands of a robot that will write for you. And I just did a reading on my other channel about ChatGPT. So when you're doing that, you are getting further and further away from your soul essence. And I know it sounds a little bit extreme, because we can always find the balance and the middle ground when we are using these kind of technologies. But what humanity is learning now is the future, and how the future of artificial intelligence will unfold. And in the age of Aquarius and Pluto in Aquarius, that will depend on what we are doing with the powers of Pluto. Will we use that planetary consciousness and that power, or we will abuse that power? So I want to go back to Pluto a little bit, and then I will talk more about the shadow sides of technology and artificial intelligence. So Pluto has been in the last quadrant of the zodiac since 2008, when it entered into Capricorn. So Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces are the last signs of the zodiac. And what Pluto in Aquarius is about is the cleansing of the planet of all those perverse elements, we can say, that are present in our society right now and are preventing us from the next phase of our growth, and are restricting our growth in the next phase. which will be Pluto in Pisces. And Aquarius rules synthesis, artificiality, and also innovation. But innovation sometimes comes in a synthetic way. So Pluto in Aquarius is teaching us to cultivate discernment. It's also testing our discernment. What is an organic growth? What is an inorganic growth? What is empowerment that Aquarius is really standing for? And what is control? Because that empowerment, if it's associated with the wrong energies, it can become control. Okay? The balanced human, what is the balanced human? So that is Aquarius. And what is an imbalanced human as well? A balanced human is organic. An imbalanced one is synthetic. Our free will and our ability to make decisions and our originality is human. Mimicking something and copying nature is synthetic. And that is equal with disempowerment, right? Originality is empowerment. Copying something is disempowerment, is the lack of originality. Pluto in Aquarius is not only testing our discernment when it comes to what is synthetic and what is organic, but it's also testing us to see what is human and what is inhuman. Just the simple example of ChatGPT, the question is, are we using this tool for enhancing our creativity, or we are using it for replacing creativity, for replacing education, talent, and tricking the system? Or we would rather put energy and passion and more time and more effort into what we are passionate about rather than using shortcuts like this. Because, for example, writing an essay takes a lot of time, takes a lot of energy, but it's also teaching you something. Your research about a particular topic is enhancing your education. It is teaching you something. It is showing you a different perspective, a different side of our society. But putting a machine to write an essay for you will teach you nothing. Your organic evolution is about using your intellect as a conduit, as a tool to translate information that is coming from deep within you. And these kind of tools are preventing us from doing that, okay? So questions like, do we prioritize and embrace our humanness and our uniqueness and our essence from which true creation is arising? True creation is coming from your own essence. Your ability to create something and to be co-creator in this world is arising from your core essence, from your soul essence. So do we prioritize that and embrace that? Or we would rather focus on quality and shortcuts and convenience and intellectual validation? You know, a robot like that might seem super wise, super intelligent. It might use words that you are incapable of using, words, you know, that, and the vocabulary that I'm not having when I'm talking to you right now. But what I'm telling you right now is coming from my, you know, my knowledge, my research, my understanding of my reality. The way I communicate is a reflection of how I perceive the world. ChatGPT is no reflection of that. Okay, so it's the lack of originality, even though it might seem super wise and super intelligent and super rich when it comes to vocabulary. But it's not reflecting your own essence. So if we are looking back to the prior epochs, we can say, or chapters in the human history, and especially this modern society, we can see a recurring theme, and that is religion. And what society is doing now, and what is happening now in terms of this transition, is that we are going from that organized religion, which is based on the Bible, and in the Western world was based on Christianity. We are going from there to another religion, and that is the religion of the science. So science is becoming a religion, and this transhumanist movement, I talked about that in previous videos, is also a religion. So the misuse of these planetary energies, and another shadow side of Pluto in Aquarius, can be to try to hang on to the old ways to retain our power base, what has been. And that is why we see so much desperation in the world from these authorities, and then also institutions that are hanging on to their old ways because they want to maintain their power. And we see institutions like the royals, for example, like hanging on that, like holding on to that and trying to remain relevant. There are certain other long-standing institutions doing that as well, for example, businesses and governments as well. So Pluto in Aquarius is the removal of what stands in the way of moving towards a future with greater social equality. So Aquarius is about that. And even though these institutions want to maintain their power, what is happening now is that they are getting more power as well, because instead of giving power to megalomaniacs and the individuals, as it happened when it was Pluto in Capricorn, so instead of power being given to the individual, the power will be given to the institutions and corporations as well. Therefore, the shadow side of that is that Aquarius is not about the power of people, but it can be about the power of groups and institutions that are representing people. So that is one of the biggest blind spots of people that are talking about Pluto in Aquarius, because it might seem like, oh my God, like people will have so much power. But in reality, those institutions that are representing people will have more power, okay? And the groups will have more power. So if the energies of Aquarius and the Pluto as well, and this combination are not being channeled properly and in a healthy way, this can give power to groups only, and the individual can get very lost in this process when the individual no longer having a voice. Only big businesses and big groups will have a voice. So Pluto, being a powerful planet representing power, can bring heavy and authoritative hand to a situation, and that will not be necessarily positive. So the power that these institutions are yielding might not be all positive. And what we are seeing now with these kind of institutions, like the European Union, for example, or World Economic Forum, not to mention that, or the United Nations, is that they want aggressively to improve things for the supposed good for all. And we are in this together, and the good of the community. But in reality, it has hidden intentions to maintain their power using these Aquarian themes of equality, for example. So what we will see as a theme and the shadow side of Pluto in Aquarius will be, for example, hiding behind minorities. And we are seeing that happening already. And if we are thinking about the past few months, that was even more accentuated. So the LGBTQ community, for example, and a lot of distortion that is coming from that particular mindset, that is very tied to transhumanism, by the way. So it is all based on these institutions hiding behind minorities. Another initiative that is also hiding behind a good cause is the Save the Planet, you know, movement, the reduction of CO2 and the war on carbon as well, and climate change. And then we are seeing themes related to overpopulation, that, oh, we are in this all together and we have to do something about overpopulation, otherwise our existence are under threat on this planet. We are too many of us, we are consuming too much. But then all these ideas are actually hidden intentions on which these institutions can build even more power, and they can use their control. Or the let's end the war, let's find the boogeyman, let's find a common enemy so we can all come together and we can have this sense of belonging. So this hive mentality, if we have seen hive mentality up to this point, now we will see more of that. So that unfortunately will be present still. Themes around hive mentality and not being able to think for ourselves. And that's why we need a common enemy on which we can build a common hate, so we can have this sense of belonging. Also this political correctedness, you know, that you have to be politically correct. There's the right wing, there's the left wing. And I see that coming from both sides, you know, this argument. And what is happening in reality is that the institutions are hiding behind these groups, building their power. And we are talking about conservatives and Democrats and whatever, it's in the US, right wing, left wing, they are all the same crap. So the biggest and most dangerous shadow side and the darkest side of Pluto in Aquarius is that manipulation is being disguised as trying to do the right thing. And that is much sneakier than artificial intelligence. It's much, much sneakier because it's being built on the illusion that we are good people and we are trying to do the right thing. So from organized religion doing the right thing and starting wars in the name of God, now we are moving to political correctedness, and that is a new religion. we may even see situations where citizens are being prosecuted for violating the good for all ideology and this political correctedness. We may see this turn into even legal matters, and these mild insults of two different groups, for example political groups, against each other, can be considered not only something that is going against law, like obviously like showing your middle finger to someone that is going against the law, but this can turn into even something much more serious. It may entail imprisonment. So these kind of situations may arise. And we are already seeing the rewriting of human rights, for example, with this pandemic treaty that is wanting to hand our rights into the hands of the World Health Organization. That is absolutely ridiculous. And this is what I talked about on my Patreon as well. So we could have themes like, oh, this could have never happened here. This could never be, you know, our reality. We might see themes like that turning into, yeah, this is now our reality. And we saw it coming, but we didn't believe that it could become reality. Pluto, in its lowest vibration, is not power. It is turning into manipulation, and manipulation through the mind, which is Aquarius. Manipulation through innovations, manipulation through science, through technology, and manipulation through people as well. And the manipulation through thinking that the power is with people, but in reality is in those institutions that are behind people. The prevailing paradigm now is not determined by organized religion as it was in the past, but is determined by science, which is the new religion. So science is the new religion, and we can say that the Luciferian energies of this spiritual bliss and religion and religious dogma are being replaced by the harmonic forces, which are about the mind and the possession of the mind. So what we will see in the age of Aquarius is also like demonic possessions, we can say, because we are really talking about a particular consciousness here when we are talking about this religion, this scientific materialism, and artificial intelligence as well. It is a specific consciousness that is possessing people, and it can be so subtle that it's not even to be noticed. Many people are considering like mental illness, like the mainstream whatever is considering mental illness, is actually metaphysically is like a demonic possession, but it's not the possession of these Luciferian energies, more like the possession of the harmonic energies. When the mind and materialism and that science is going such an extreme, when you are no longer perceiving yourself as an organic being, and you are no longer perceiving the world through the lens of an organic being. So this new dogma tries to lay down exactly what we should believe about the universe at large as well, and our origin as a species as well, which I talked about previously in many videos. If the imbalanced group consciousness is allowed to run rampant, it can wipe out the individual consciousness. It can wipe out the individual completely. So what can happen with this imbalanced energy is that the group mind and consensus can become so strong and so forceful and so pressuring that the individual differences in opinions can be completely ignored, suppressed, or even punished. That is the dark side of it, is that if you are coming up with a different opinion that is going against the hive mind, then you will be punished. So we are not only talking about certain behaviors as it was up to this point, but we are talking about simple opinions as well that you might express on the internet, and you will be punished for that. Okay, so it can go in that extreme direction as well. And what is very, very dangerous in this dogma of science is that science has the majority. It has the approval of majority. Because if XYZ scientists told us this and that, then it must be true. So the dogma of science has the support of the majority, and therefore it can become a tool to shut people up, and especially those that are having irrational spiritual beliefs. And that is Saturn in Pisces as well, you know, which we are already seeing, you know. So if you are having some irrational beliefs that are based on your feelings, your intuition, or your emotions, that must be pseudoscience. That must not be true, because it's not rooted in reality, it's not rooted in facts. these dissenting voices of the minority about scientific reasoning will be even more difficult to hear, even more difficult for the individual to express themselves without repercussions or without, you know, negative consequences. And because of this Neptunian energy, Neptune being in Pisces, there's also this influence of forgetting about many things. So those that are advocating artificial intelligence and technology might have the tendency to forget about certain things and to overlook certain things as well. And one of those things is, for example, that machines, as advanced as they are and as much you can program them, they do have a tendency to go wrong because they don't have the sophistication of the human consciousness. They don't have the sophistication and creativity and intuition of a human. They are trying to copy that, but they will never be the same. Never. And if you don't have a connection to yourself and your own intuition, you will never understand that. That you're actually volunteering for Mission Impossible when you want to make a robot just as a human is. It will never ever be. And the other thing which these advocates of artificial intelligence are forgetting is that AI puts people out of work. Also, when it comes to the involvement of Pluto, which is the lord of the underworld, the machines can go very sinister as well. And that's simply because it's a Pluto influence. And if you're not using the powers of Pluto, as I said, in a healthy way and in a balanced way, then it can go very, very sinister. It can get very dangerous. And what is the most dangerous thing in artificial intelligence, which is a huge blind spot, is that the rise of AI and the ideology of artificial intelligence is based on the faulty idea that the human consciousness is similar with the intelligence of a computer. No, it's not. It's absolutely not. So this can really lead astray humanity. Also, what I believe that we will notice and we will see is that there will be some controversial manifestations in politics as well. Because what Pluto in Aquarius does and what we saw in these past months is that the emphasis was shifted on these institutions on shared power and shared capitalism. For example, the inclusive capitalism, inclusive power structures. And that can bring some tensions when it comes to certain sovereign countries as well, because certain sovereign countries will not like the fact that everything now is inclusive and everything is shared. So in a sense, Pluto in Aquarius can bring, and we saw like a preview of that already since 2020, that it can bring like this neo-Marxism and neo-communism. Okay, so communism in a different package, in the package of equality, which in a sense has pros as well, because the individual demagogue cannot get away any longer with certain things. But then this also means that the individual itself will lose power. So this humanitarian campaigning that we are doing it for all, for the benefit of people, will be present just as it was at the last transition, you know, when Pluto was in Aquarius, and that was in the 18th century when the French Revolution happened and when the American Declaration of Independence was written. So the campaigns in the 18th century against slavery was more driven by religion and by Christianity. And at this time, we will see more of that, you know, that humanitarian effort, kind of. But this time will be driven by a new religion, which will be science. And it will be driven by technology as well. Again, like manipulation and control is being disguised as goodwill. And technology is being presented to you as something that will set you free from slavery. But it can be a trap as well, because technology sure set you free from slavery, right? But it shall drive you in another type of slavery, but this time in the slavery of your own mind and illusion and augmented reality. So the entrapment of your mind, the entrapment of your own consciousness. And I have been active on TikTok in these past few weeks, and I have never seen such a big trend like rising so quickly, like the trend of AI. Like, for example, filters that if you are putting on your face will show a completely different alternate reality of your surroundings, of yourself. It's just like crazy, you know, this AI filter. And if 5 years ago someone have come up with this idea, you would have said that, oh my God, that is such a Black Mirror stuff, that is so futuristic and maybe so dystopian. And it's happening as we speak. So the future is here. And what we are seeing with Pluto in Aquarius is that Pluto is representing the masses, and Aquarius is representing insanity and sorcery. And it can become fanatism as well. Aquarius is also representing the grid, you know, the electricity, the shutting down of the grid, or finding renewable energies. So it all has pros and cons, but these renewable energies are also being sold to us as something that is a shared interest, as something that is a collective trust, collaboration in these environmental innovations as well. So for example, the renewable energies are being said that will be collected from multiple sites, then they will be bundled together with others over intelligent power networks. And this is what they are calling sustainable economy. However, as I said, this can be used also as a new control mechanism and the means to manipulation as well. We are in this together. Let's collaborate when it comes to these power networks. We are seeing that with the, as I said, war against carbon and the elimination of carbon as well. The Green Deal, and with the electric cars as well. And the question is, are electric cars, for example, saving the environment, or are creating division between people? So it's another means to create division between different groups by demonizing carbon, by demonizing those that are still not having electric cars. Also, are they used to make your life easier, or they are only used to make you even more dependent on the system and on the network as well? Is technology used for humanity, or it is used to get rid of humanity and as a means for depopulation? You know, so these kind of questions. So the shadow side of Pluto in Aquarius can be the death of the individual, even though it sounds even paradoxical. But it can be about the complete elimination of the individual and individual voices and the birth of the autotron. That's something that is not new under the sun. This is a consciousness that has been always around the world and around our planet. But now we are giving it a form, we are giving it a voice, and we are giving it power. So the CGI, the machine voices, like in the music industry as well, the autotone, they have been present for quite a while. And you know, AI in the workplace, that is getting more and more present. Deliveries by drones, factory workers, in the hospitality industry as well, and even like nail technicians are being replaced by robots. We are seeing, you know, this robot that is doing your manicure. I believe that as we are moving into 2024, we will see much more extreme freedom fighters because of this influence of AI, and we will see more and more strikes as well, and this power of workers' unions, like people coming together and speaking up against AI stealing their jobs and replacing them. So we will see more and more people and more groups sinking very deep into this illusion, this illusionary world of this alternate reality. But then we will see also people that will speak up against that. This path of humanity and this split in the human consciousness will be more and more present and more evident for us. So Pluto is really about what we are doing with its powers, if we abuse it or we use it for constructive things. So guys, this is what I wanted to talk about. This is a very long video, I think. But I think I covered everything that I wanted to say. So if it resonated with you, then please give this video a thumbs up. You can subscribe to my channel as well. If you have not subscribed to my other channel, which is called Esoterica with Evelyn, then please do, because what I'm talking about here is very much related to what I'm posting there. Also, those of you that want to support my work, I have a Patreon as well. And then you have a free trial now. So Patreon is offering a 7-day free trial. If you want to give it a go, you can give it a go. And also, I'm open to personal readings. So if you want to book a personal reading, then please check the link down below in the description box, or you can just email me as well. And you can let me know in the email whatever you're requesting about. So guys, thank you so much for everyone's support. Thank you so much for being here. Take care, everyone. And I cannot wait to see you next time.